We were all up early. It's election day around the country, an off year election, but mayors are up in some big cities right here in New York, Seattle, Boston, Detroit. Serious race for governor in the Commonwealth of Virginia. That is a transformation story, whatever the outcome. There's a not-so-serious race for a governor in New Jersey, but the outcome could have national implications for one Mr. Chris Christie anyway. And what do these two states tell us about what we're in for in 2014? And then it's on to 2016. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, is with us. Welcome, Todd.
Hey, John.
And Todd, I guess in these odd year elections, you've got the candidates and their families voting, not too many more. Is there enough data in these elections to really look ahead?
Party faithful. It's really, really difficult. Hey, that's not going to stop people in the media on cable news and public radio from looking for all of the national implications of these races. But they are worth watching, especially in Virginia and New Jersey. These are two states that do matter. And here's why. I'll start you in Virginia if you want to. You're used to hearing about it as the purple state. It is the red state, the Republican state that has gone for Barack Obama the last two elections in a row. Vital as the electorate polarizes and we elect presidents with, you know, just 8 or 9 swing states. Now, Terry McAuliffe, who is deeply unpopular, is going to win this race most likely. Why does it matter nationally? A couple of reasons. The Republican autopsy after the big loss of Mitt Romney to Barack Obama told Republicans a couple of things, the conversation Republicans had with themselves. Don't drill down so hard on divisive social issues. Let's go national. Let's go mainstream. Well, Ken Cuccinelli hasn't been able to do that because of his past record. An arch conservative on women's issues, a sponsor of a bill, the famous vaginal ultrasound abortion bill. That was Ken Cuccinelli's brainchild, along with Governor Bob McDonald. A couple of scandals and even some intimations of making birth control hard to obtain for women in that state. It has led to a plus 20-point deficit among women and has told a lot of national Republicans that the fact that Cuccinelli had this past record, even though he tried to run from it in this election, is really a stamp of what they were trying to talk about in the first place. Well, Terry McAuliffe, on the other hand, I'll tell you.
I'm puzzled, though. You said Terry McAuliffe is unpopular. Do you really mean
not
that?
Yes, I do. Not as unpopular as Ken Cuccinelli. These are two. I got to tell you, these are two reviled individuals in Virginia. Nobody seems to like them, except that Terry McAuliffe seems to be reviled a little bit less in Virginia. That's really what this race is all about. They're both deeply in the negatives in terms of personal popularity. Terry McAuliffe, however, is a close friend, personal, professional, political, and more importantly, fundraising for Hillary Rodham Clinton. And if he is governor of Virginia for the next 4 years, if Hillary Clinton runs for president, she will find a friend in the governor's office in terms of organization, in terms of infrastructure in the critical state of Virginia.
All right. No reviling going on in the state of New Jersey that we can tell.
No, and it's an interesting case with Chris Christie, who looks poised to win by big numbers over Barbara Buono. And nobody's really surprised. But again, nationally, look at this. You know, again, that Republican autopsy, when they said, hey, let's go mainstream. They didn't speak specifically to Tea Party or not, or mainstream Republicans or not. And you can't say much from the blue state of New Jersey about how Republicans nationally would vote. However, Chris Christie is shaping up to be the kind of archetype that a lot of Republicans wish they could run for president and sort of heal some of the divides in this party. I don't know if they're going to be able to do it by 2016. Nobody else does either. But Chris Christie is deeply popular, unlike those guys in Virginia. He has union support. He's a Republican with a lot of union support. John, a couple of weeks ago, there was a Value Voter Summit here in Washington, the right wing of the Republican Party, the social agenda, the Ralph Reeds and folks like that. Marco Rubio was there. Rand Paul was there. Ted Cruz was there. You know who wasn't invited? Chris Christie wasn't even invited, and he's about to win big in New Jersey.
I mean, if you take the Electoral College calculations out of it, the state of New Jersey, the population of New Jersey looks more like the general sort of electorate of the United States than a lot of states. And Christie's popularity in all of these constituencies has got to have some kind of national creds for him.
He has support of roughly one quarter of African Americans in the state of New Jersey, according to polls now. We'll see how that shapes up among people who actually vote. And that's pretty big for a Republican. However, gee, if it winds up being Chris Christie versus Hillary Clinton, there's hardly a Democrat besides Barack Obama who has more support amongst African Americans? Does it matter if Chris Christie polls a quarter of African Americans in his state if he's up against Hillary Clinton? We'll see.
All right. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, looking at the trends in this off-year election. Thanks so much, Todd.
You bet.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.